And I said yes, I would go in, I think it was July or August, for 2 weeks. And we all met up in London, children from all over the country, all in the adolescent age group. And I remember my first experience was travelling by bus overnight from the Dutch coast across Germany into Denmark. And at about 3 a.m., the seat in front of me started shaking and rocking. And I realized fairly quickly that the boy sitting in that seat was having a major hypoglycemic attack, the first one I'd ever come across in practice. And so with the help of some sugar and also an injection of glucagon, we got him better. And I have to say that one's first experience of going on a diabetic holiday with young people with diabetes in that context, take them all the way to a hostel on the coastline of Denmark, was a huge educational experience and made one realize how very, very difficult it is to look after diabetes day by day, night by night, 365 days a year. I remember taking with me these dextrosticks machines and demonstrating them to the children who'd never seen them before and trying to persuade them to do one or two blood glucose tests. And indeed, I just remembered that after the second trip, the next year I went to Denmark again with my wife and family in attendance. We did do quite a bit of blood glucose monitoring and wrote a paper in the Postgraduate Medical Journal about blood glucose monitoring in children and adolescents with diabetes. The second trip, a year later, was almost a complete disaster because we had one young man, a highly intelligent but unfortunately very manipulative young man, who became recurrently hypoglycemic, severely so, both night and day. And I kept on reducing his insulin to the extent that he was hardly taking any insulin. I sort of realized, probably for the first time in my medical career, that this boy was probably giving himself extra insulin